This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for tightened sanctions on Russia that would bar Russian commercial ships from ports and ban all Russian banks from doing business abroad. Zelensky spoke through an interpreter in an address to Greek Parliament Thursday.
While Russian troops block peaceful cities and deport our people, no Russian bank has the right to earn money in the world financial system. They need to be blocked.
Zelensky also called for more weapons to be sent from the West to Ukraine. Also Thursday, a spokesperson for President Zelensky said he will hold talks Friday in Kyiv with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Ukraine's foreign minister says by giving Ukraine what it needs, Ukrainians will do the fighting so no one else has to. This from Dmytro Kuleba, speaking in Brussels Thursday ahead of a meeting with NATO foreign ministers. He's dismissing the reluctance of some countries to fulfill Ukrainian requests for more weapons to fight Russian forces out of fears of being drawn into the conflict. The United Nations General Assembly will vote Thursday on a resolution to suspend Russia from the World Body's Human Rights Council over the allegations of atrocities in Bucha. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, said earlier this week that Moscow's participation on the 47-member council is a farce. The European Parliament passed a symbolic vote Thursday demanding a total ban on all Russian energy imports into the EU as member states closed in on narrower sanctions against Russian coal. This is VOA News. A Turkish court ruled Thursday to suspend the trial in absentia of 26 Saudis accused in the gruesome killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi and for the case to be transferred to Saudi Arabia. Khashoggi's fiance said outside court that she was disappointed with the ruling, which she called a political one. Khashoggi wrote critically about Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The U.S. resident was killed in October 2018 at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, where he had gone for an appointment to collect documents required for him to marry his Turkish fiance. He never emerged from the building. Turkish officials allege that Khashoggi was killed and then dismembered inside the consulate by a team of Saudi agents sent to Istanbul. Germany's parliament rejected a government-backed proposal Thursday for mandatory COVID vaccines for people older than 60 in a stinging defeat for Chancellor Olaf Scholz's coalition. Scholz, who in late November touted compulsory shots for all adults as the surest way out of the pandemic, had set a goal of introducing the shots in late February or early March, but his government's proposal for people 60 plus to get vaccinated failed. A founding member of a popular old school rap group has been convicted of manslaughter. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has the story.
A New York City jury has found Kid Creole guilty in the stabbing of a homeless man on the street. Prosecutors say the rapper with Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five stabbed the man twice in the chest with a steak knife in Midtown Manhattan back in 2017. The jury did not believe the rapper, whose real name is Nathaniel Glover, when he claimed the stabbing of John Jolly was in self-defense. Prosecutors say Kid Creole attacked the man because he thought the victim was gay and was trying to hit on him. Glover is to be sentenced May 4th. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
More than a year after suffering a severe leg injury during a car accident in Los Angeles, golfing great Tiger Woods will tee off Thursday morning at the Masters Tournament in Augusta, Georgia. The 46-year-old Woods is seeking his sixth green jacket and the 16th major championship of his Hall of Fame career. This is the 25th anniversary of Woods' historic victory at Augusta National, when he became the first black man and the youngest golfer to win the prestigious award. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for tightened sanctions on Russia that would bar Russian commercial ships from ports and ban all Russian banks from doing business abroad. He was speaking to Greek Parliament Thursday. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.